Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're looking at the topic of choosing reliable words. Oh, what an incredible topic to think about. The good news is that we have a source, an unfailing source of reliable words. The very Word of God, the scriptures that we have contained within the Bible. But the bigger issue comes in our everyday life is to the words we use. Have you ever heard someone described as being a person that was as good as their word? How do you interpret that? Normally, I think in my life at least, growing up in a farming community, that phrase was used a lot. And it was always about people who you could trust. But as I think about it, it's probably a true statement whether a person is trustworthy or not. If they're as good as their word, if their word is good, then they're good. But if their word is not good, then can they be trusted? You see, when God calls to us, He gives us words which are reliable. His promises that never fail. Paul writes to Timothy and tells him to take everything that he has witnessed, everything that has been taught to him, and pass it on to reliable people who can then teach and share it with others. We live in this time where at least I'm constantly hearing claims of fake news. And there is some that is simply just outright fake, false, made up. No truth within it whatsoever. But most of the things that I see and hear that are labeled fake news are fake not because it's untrue, but fake because, well, they kind of need the old Paul Harvey to come along with the rest of the story. It's not reliable news because it's incomplete. It only gives the part that they want you to hear. Maybe the part that makes them look good and someone else look bad, or the part that makes someone else look bad is the whole focus behind it. You see, we have the ability and the capability of editing and doctoring and piecing together someone with the skill, and it could take the videos that I produce live every morning. And with some careful editing could make my words sound very different from what I've really been saying. But they could take out pieces, a phrase here or there, out of context. And while it would be true that I said it, it would not be reliable in the sense that it holds the meaning in which it was said. You see, as we think about choosing reliable words, it's important that the words that we use are reliable, they're trustworthy, that they can be counted on. But it's also critical that we choose reliable words which we share, to know the trustworthiness of the source, the reliability of the content that we're so enamored with. We live in a time where it's so easy to follow a personality. And it really doesn't matter what our belief system is or what political persuasion we might have. There are people who speak eloquently about the things that we believe in. And sometimes we begin to put our trust so much in a person that we're led down a path that's not nearly as reliable as we think it is. Their words have always been things we agreed with in the past, and so we see their name and we immediately share something they've said or a video that they've produced or whatever, and at times without even paying attention to the actual content. And many people have been amazed, surprised at how quickly things change when we decide to trust a name rather than look at the content. And the incredible thing with God's Word, when we use that as the basis for our reliable words, when we use that as the filter for determining the reliability of the words of others, does it line up with what God has said? God's not changing His mind. He's not saying, oh goodness, I didn't realize things would be this different in the year 2020. I've got to make some adjustments. I can't expect people to live by this anymore. No. God's not saying that. And if you pull that little quote out of context of this video, then you're one of those that are not using reliable words. You see, God's word is true yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's reliable. He says it's trustworthy. It's useful for teaching, for correcting, for training, for all of the good things that we need to prepare, equip us for a life of righteousness. And we know that's God's word. The question is that our word? Does our words have the reliability of God's word as their source? Does the help that we offer to others through our words come from our wisdom and the wisdom of man, or does it come from God's wisdom and the wisdom of His Spirit that dwells within us? You see, it's an incredible privilege and honor to represent the living God among people. But God's expectation is that we do so in a reliable fashion. Again, it's why Paul instructed Timothy to pass these on to reliable people. It's not that he wasn't to teach everyone. You read Paul's letters to Timothy, and his job was to instruct and to challenge, to teach. But there was seemed to be a special group that he was to search out based on their reliability to make sure that the message of the gospel would be taught to future generations accurately. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to ask God, to spend time asking Him to help you examine your words. And not just the words you speak, the words that you share, the words of others that you pass along. Are they reliable, or do you just like them? There's so many things on social media that get passed around that have little truth within them. But they sound good. they match what we want. And so instead of sharing reliable words, we share words that are pleasing to the ear. God talks about the last times, the latter days that I think we're living in. I think we've been living in the latter days ever since Jesus' resurrection and ascension into heaven. And while we get closer and closer to the return of Christ, these days are still filled with a growing number of people that, as the Scripture talks about, once their ears tickled, that they want to hear things that are pleasing. And so many times, if that's our qualification for what we listen to, we're not listening to reliable words. It's not that reliable words aren't pleasing to our ears at times. But it's like living on a diet of only ice cream. Now, my initial thought was that wouldn't be so bad, but I know it would be bad. But it's what I like. It's what I enjoy. What's wrong with just continually feeding on that? Well, I miss out on the things that help me to be strengthened every day. I miss out on the balance that I need so that my body functions as God equipped and designed it to function. And when we only listen to the things that are pleasing to our ears, we miss out on much of the truth of God's Word. Because some of it is downright challenging. It compels us to change, to be transformed, to be different from who we used to be different from the world. And so I would encourage you, as you spend time with God, to consider. The variety that God's Word contains. Consider the reliability of the other sources that you listen to. And look beyond the surface to what men and women say, to allow God to make known the reliability. Is it trustworthy or is it trying to sell you a bill of goods? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us, that is always reliable, that's trustworthy, that can be counted on every word that you've ever said, every word that you've given us in Scripture. Father, help us to base our life on the reliability of your word. And may that same reliability be found in the way that we present the gospel to others. May we be very careful that we're not rewording it to suit what we like and to leave out what we don't like. Father, as I pray today, I ask that you would help us to pay more attention than ever before to the reliability of those that we listen to, those that we hear on the news and, you know, on social media feeds. May we not just be looking for things that we like and things that we agree with, but may we have a mind and a heart that's been opened to see whether it's really reliable or not. To see the rest of the story. Father, that we would not just blindly be sharing lies and falsehoods and misrepresentations because they fit our agenda, they fit what we want. May the careful attention that we pay to the words that we use in every form build within our surroundings a reputation for being a reliable person with reliable words. Father, today as I consider the cultural climate that we live in and how easy it is to manipulate and to make a person sound good or a person sound bad based on what we want. May we step beyond the sound bites and look at the heart of what's really being said, what's really being communicated. As we do so, may we recognize more fully than ever before the need to be reliable in our words. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, in our communities, I pray that our word would be reliable to them. The times where we say something that we have to backtrack, may we be transparent with our children as to why we said this to begin with and why we can't follow through and sometimes why we shouldn't follow through. May they understand the importance of being reliable even as they recognize our human failures. May we not take lightly the backtracking that is done. May we live in a way that we grow in the reliability of our word so that we would be known as a person that's as good as their word because our word is good. And Father, may the foundation for the goodness of our words be always found in the truth of your word. May we live in such a way that Jesus is seen and heard, that we lift him up to all who are around us, that many would be drawn to him. They would find the true reliability in the words of the good words of the gospel. Father, may we represent Jesus well wherever we go today. And may many come to know him because we've been the reliable witnesses that this good news has been passed along to. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.